look at the bright side of your life. Always look at the lighter side of your life.
Right now, the universe seems to be expanding forever. Will there be a point where we just can't see any other galaxies? Here the catch is that the longer the universe is around, the more light years we can see things. But the light that's being generated by other galaxies is going to cease to be. Over time, all the stars are going to die. We're going to be left with black holes with neutron stars that start out hot enough that just by being hot, they're going to be giving off light. We're going to have white dwarf stars that start just by being hot. They give off light, but over time, they're going to cool off and stop giving off light. Over time, we're just going to have a universe that's basically consisting of dead chunks of former stars and galaxies accelerating apart from each other. It's DJ Bennett here. Tonight our subject is huge because it's the International Year of Astronomy, and I want to salute the big sky. I want to salute the airwaves. I want to salute space. This is a program of experimental dance and pop music that has been collaged with your mind in mind. Yes, you, sleepy, drift away. So tonight, we're astronomical. Doesn't it fit? Welcome to the chill room. In 1933, Fritz Zwicky was studying the velocities of galaxies in the Coma Cluster, which is a large nearby cluster of a billion galaxies that is outside of the range of our galaxy cluster. And looking at how the galaxies were moving in relation to one another, he realized that some of them were moving about 1,000 kilometers per second faster than they should be. If this was a bound system, these velocities implied that there had to be more mass than we knew about. Otherwise, the galaxies would be flying randomly out of the galaxy cluster in all directions. He said there's got to be a mass here that we can't see, and he proposed dark matter. A woman by the name of Vera Rubin was looking at edge-on spiral galaxies and measured the rotation rates. She found that the stars aren't orbiting galaxies the way they're supposed to be, either. What we expect to find is that the further things are from the center of the galaxy, the slower they should be going. So if you make a plot of velocity versus distance from the center of a galaxy, the velocities should eventually drop down. They don't. Instead, they flatten out. In the outer parts of a galaxy, the stars are all going the same speed as you get to higher and higher distances from the center. This makes absolutely no sense unless there's invisible matter that is becoming a larger and larger fraction of the galaxy's total mass as you get to larger and larger radius. If there was just the mass we could see in a galaxy, the stars would rotate around the galaxy. They would orbit around the galaxy with slower velocities the further from the center of the galaxy you get. And because of the additional matter we can't see, they're all going the same speed. Exactly, they're rotating like a solid disk instead of like a bunch of individual objects. If you think about it, if you have a solid disk and you draw a line on it, all the points on that line rotate around the center at the exact same rate. If the dark matter wasn't there, or the additional matter wasn't there, it would be more like the line would be curving back over time, like a whip almost. In 1975, Vera Rubin said at a meeting of the American Astronomical Society, "These things aren't rotating the way they're supposed to. There's got to be some sort of dark mass, dark matter that we can't see, that forms a halo around the visible part of the galaxies." She did the mathematics to show that if you add invisible mass to, in this proportion, where the amount gets larger and larger with larger radius, then we can simulate what we're actually observing. So dark matter is just our way of saying there's stuff out here we can't see. We're not saying what it is, we're just saying that we can't see it. As we look at more and more spiral galaxies, we see they're not rotating the way they should. As we look at more galaxy clusters, we see things aren't orbiting the way they should. As we look at things merging together, the way the objects fall into the core of the colliding galaxies or the colliding clusters, they're not falling in the way they should. In fact, our entire universe is evolving and implying that there's mass out there that altered the way the universe was born. This is where cold dark matter models come in, where we say that originally there had to be something slow moving that exerted gravitational effects that slowed down the interactions of the hotter, normal particles that were able to form galaxies and stars because of it. Now, if you think about it, Neptune was dark matter at one point. We were able to look at the orbit of Uranus and say, there's got to be something else out there that is gravitationally affecting how this planet moves. And any time we can say there's something we can't see that has a gravitational effect, we're describing dark matter. Using a lot of mathematics, astronomers were able to predict the location of where Neptune should be, and it was observed. That's what we're going to hope to find with dark matter.
Try to talk to you. Yeah. windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside. For the lies of statues in their minds, for the Christian religion made them blind. For they hide and praise the god of a bitch felt backwards is dog. Not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. You pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host. Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? You give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord. Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion, cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion, your religion. The liar on the altar, the sermon never falter. This is what they've done, this is your religion. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion, cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is
I'm gonna go get some more. The Invaders.
That cloud looks just like the tree at the bottom of our garden.
That cloud looks like an old man with a tail.
That cloud looks like Commodus Castellus.
That cloud is nothing but trouble.
This cloud looks like, one of those things.
That cloud looks like one of those brown shiny things.
That cloud looks like snow.
No, it doesn't.
This cloud looks like rain.
This cloud should be removed immediately!
That cloud looks like industrial waste.